Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for April 26, 2024. The foreign aid sanctions increase edition. And we begin with that story from the Wall Street Journal that the foreign aid package, which provided $95.3 billion in foreign aid for both Ukraine and Israel, had an interesting addition unrelated to those foreign aid offerings, and that was an increase in sanctions for, or increase in penalties rather, for export control sanctions and not only stiffer penalties, but increase the statute of limitations to from 5 to 10 years. So this is a large increase from Congress, obviously recognizing a huge problem, sponsored by Tim Scott, of all people. So not too many people recognize this was in the legislation beforehand, but it is. Next up, from the Financial Post, a former SNC-Lavalin executive has been sentenced to 3.5 years in prison in connection with a bribery scheme for a bridge repair contract. The police investigation showed that he paid bribes of nearly $2.3 million to get a $128 million contract. Next up from the New York Times, McKinsey's woes continue as it is under criminal investigation for its opioid work. Federal prosecutors are examining the consulting company's role in helping to turbocharge the sale of OxyContin and other painkillers, and potentially the destruction of evidence or other activities after this matter came to the public notice. It was first reported in the Wall Street Journal. And our final story comes to us from Bloomberg, which reports that South Africa is making renewed efforts to extradite the Gupta brothers from the UAE. The Gupta brothers were the two Indian nationals who were the leaders in the bribery and corruption under prior President Zuma and the state capture of many agencies in South Africa, which were bled dry through bribery and corruption. The UAE has refused to extradite the two, and they've urged the UAE to help extradite them for money laundering and fraud charges. A deputy president and a justice minister traveled to the UAE to meet with UAE officials to try to persuade them to do so. So it's going to be interesting to see if the Gupta brothers are extradited to South Africa and what might happen thereafter. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.